Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I came across a parable about Gandhi the other day that I thought was really interesting. It was a story about a woman who had a son, and this woman walked with her son for days to seek out Gandhi as this sage, and came to him and said, "My son is addicted to chocolate. He won't stop eating chocolate. I don't know what to do. What should I do for my son?" And the woman was completely desperate because her six-year-old son just wouldn't stop eating chocolate, and everything she did, she couldn't break this habit. So Gandhi looked at her and said, "Come back in 2 weeks." And she walked away thinking, "Oh gosh, I just walked 2 days in the blazing heat to get to see him, and now he won't even give me an answer, and now I have to come back 2 weeks later." But she did what she was told. 2 weeks later, she came back, and Gandhi looked at the boy and said, "Just stop eating chocolate. That's all you have to do. Don't let it touch your mouth. Don't go near it. Just stay away from chocolate." And the woman looked at the boy, and then she looked at Gandhi, and she said, "Well, why is it that you couldn't tell me that 2 weeks ago?" And he said, "Because I had to stop eating it myself to make sure I could give you sage advice." And so the moral of this story is work on yourself before you work on other people. It's one of these things we try to help other people, and yet sometimes we don't follow our own advice. And I'm definitely a person that, you know, I talk the talk. I do the best I can, but I can tell you for sure, I don't always do what I want to do. And sometimes the advice I give to other people, I don't always necessarily take myself. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror and really talk the talk and do what we say we're going to do and do what we would suggest other people to do. And it's a good lesson, I think, for all of us. And it's also something that can be very powerful. The idea of self-coaching, which rarely works. I am a coach, but I have a coach. But sometimes I just think about a situation I'm in and the action I'm taking. And I simply ask the question, if one of my people or one of the people I work with was in the situation I'm in right now, what would I tell them to do? And this becomes very powerful. Just looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, what would I instruct other people to do? You know, my job is helping other people solve their own problems. Sometimes I have to turn that around and look at myself and say, how do I solve my own problems? And again, what would I suggest to someone else given this situation? Becomes a very, very powerful statement and thought process. And if you put that out there and you really think about it, I think you'll come to a lot of your own conclusions. Now, this isn't a substitute for coaching because I think everybody can benefit no matter how advanced you are in any area. You can always benefit from having somebody to work with that can see things from a different perspective than we can. But more often than not, we're able to solve our own problems. We just choose not to for whatever reason. And you can take it to a whole nother level, as we suggested before, on the idea of a mastermind, right? Getting together with an incredible group of people that have a lot of life experience and have different perspectives than your own can also be very powerful. And if you're in a situation where you'd like to do something like that and you'd like to get involved in a mastermind, give me a shout. My email is joel@joelbrookman.com. And we can talk about finding the right mastermind situation for you if you're indeed interested in it. And as I said, we've got one in place right now that's an amazing group of people. We're looking at starting a second one. And so if you're interested in being a part of it, just let me know and we'll figure out the best opportunity for you. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just want you to think about the situation you're in that you're struggling with or you're trying to figure out the right direction to go, and just ask yourself a simple question. if a close friend or relative came to me with the same situation I have in my hands right now, what would I suggest for them?